Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about goal setting. With summer upon us, for those of our friends down in the United States, most of your children are probably already on their summer break. And those of us here in Canada, we are wrapping up our school year and getting ready for our summer break. So setting a goal for the summer for yourself, it could be a great thing for your children to set some goals for the summer, of things they want to accomplish, a bucket list maybe, those kinds of things to help make the summer a little more enjoyable and give some purpose to your time off. We're going to look at just general goal setting today. And next episode, we're going to look at how to apply goal setting to your organizing projects and how to communicate with your organizer. So let's start with, what is a goal? So a goal is an objective or desired outcome that a person or entity aims to achieve within a certain time frame or under specific circumstances. Goals provide direction, focus, and motivation for actions and decision making. They can be short-term or long-term, ranging from simple everyday tasks to complex life aspirations. Goals are often set based on personal values, professional ambitions, or organizational priorities, and they serve as benchmarks for progress and success. So why is it important to have goals? You know, it's all fine to say, oh, I have a goal of finding Mr. Right. I have a goal of running 10K. But why is it important to have these goals? Having goals is important for several reasons. I think we got a list of eight here that we're going to go over. So one of the reasons it's important is it gives you direction and focus. So goals provide a sense of direction and purpose, guiding your actions and decisions, like we talked about in the description. So by having that guiding focus, they're going to help you prioritize your time, energy, and resources towards activities that align with your goals. So you're not going to necessarily be spending time in the pool swimming and playing with your kids if your goal is to run 10K. So activities that align with your objectives are going to be things that help you achieve those goals. So if your goal is to run 10K, then maybe by starting out and walking for 1 minute and running for two intervals for a total of 2K is a place to start, because that's going to start building up your cardio and so on. I'm not a fitness or health guru here, so that's just an example. The next reason it's important is it gives you motivation. It'll give you motivation when you're in a slump, when you are tired and just want to stay in bed, or you don't want to do anything. Having a goal gives you something to strive for and can be a source of motivation and inspiration. It can even create a sense of urgency and excitement, driving you to take action and overcome obstacles and procrastination. Goals will also provide clarity and vision. So setting goals clarify what you want to achieve and help you visualize the desired future. Having clear vision of your goals allows you to create plans and strategies to turn your aspirations into reality. So sometimes if you're into meditation, you know, meditating on the end result and how that's going to look and feel for you, making a vision board, writing it down, it'll help that end result help you work backwards to creating your plan. So having goals, even small goals within the big goals. So let's go back to the running 10K. Maybe your first step is to actually get a pair of running shoes on and get out of the house and walk for 2K. And then the next goal could be to turn that 2K into 2K of light jog and an extra 2K of walking as a warm up and cool down, so that you're setting goals within the big goal to help mark your progress. So an important reason to have goals is that they're going to measure your progress. So by measuring the progress, the goals are going to provide a framework for evaluating your performance and tracking your achievements over time, allowing you to see how far you've come and to identify areas for improvement. Another excellent reason to have goals is for personal growth. Pursuing goals challenges you to step outside your comfort zone, learn new skills, and develop as a person. The journey towards achieving your goals can lead to self-discovery, resilience, and confidence building. Accountability. Goals create accountability by setting expectations and deadlines for yourself. Sharing your goals with others can also provide external accountability and support, increasing your commitment to follow through, because it's harder to let others down and to sit there and be like, yeah, I'm going to run 10K this summer. And then at the end of the summer, when everyone's like, oh, how'd your 10K go? You're going to be more motivated to follow through because you've made that goal known to others. So you're more likely to strive towards achieving it. A sense of accomplishment. By achieving your goals, you're going to bring on a sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. It's going to boost your self-esteem and confidence, reinforcing your belief in your abilities and empowering you to set and pursue even more ambitious goals. So maybe you're going to start with being able to run 2K by the end of the summer. And next summer, you're going to go and you're going to enter a 5K race. And the next summer, you're going to go and run half a marathon, whatever your goals are. By accomplishing them, you are going to be motivated to do even more and to continue to empower yourself to do these things. And finally, adaptability and resilience. So while goals provide direction, they also require some kind of flexibility and adaptability. So working towards your goals teaches you to navigate the challenges and overcome setbacks and adjust your strategies as needed, fostering that resilience and problem-solving skills. So for example, you were going to go for a run today and it is teeming down rain. So therefore, you're not going to run today and you are like, well, I've fallen off track and what am I going to do? It's going to force you to adapt. How can you adjust your schedule to get that run in later in the week or the next day and change your schedule to accommodate? So you're adapting to the weather, you're adapting to plans that come up. And the resilience part is where you're going to be able to just be like, you know what, I want to come to your barbecue and I will be there after I do my run. Or I really want to watch that movie, but that will be my reward for going out for my run. So you're building up that resilience and how to problem solve when something more appealing comes along or you face a challenge that you don't have necessarily any control over. Overall, having goals enhances your professional and personal life by providing structure, motivation, and a roadmap for success. It helps you turn your dreams into an actionable plan and empower you to live your life with a purpose, and to help you live a fulfilling life as well. So now that we've talked about why you should have some goals, and a goal is something that's important to you. Remember, this is not what, you know, your parents' goals are for you. This is not what your teacher's goals are for you, or your boss, or whomever it may be. These are goals that are important to you. You are setting these goals because it is important and means something to you. So it will help you have a more fulfilling life because you're filling your own cup by achieving these goals. So that's great. We know what a goal is. We know why we should have goals. So how do we set goals? There's a lot of steps involved in setting goals. And so let's look at these steps. And then at the end, you'll notice a trend in here that we will break down and give you an acronym to remember. So the first step is going to be to define your objective. So clearly identify what it is you want to achieve. Your goal should be specific and measurable. Instead of something vague like, I want to get in shape, specify that goal like, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to run 5K in under 25 minutes. I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. That way you're specific as to what you want to achieve and you've given yourself a timeline to measure how well you've done. You want to make it relevant. So ensure your goal aligns with your values, aspirations, and priorities and it should be meaningful or relevant to your life or your work if you've set yourself some goals in relation to your profession. Deadline. And we just talked about, while we're defining our objective, you want to set that deadline. You want to establish a time frame in which to achieve the goal, because having a deadline increases the urgency and helps you stay focused and motivated. You know, in order to say, I want to lose 10 pounds by July 1st, you know, you have a deadline. You know, you have the next 2.5 weeks, because right now we're almost in the middle of June. You have 2.5 weeks to achieve that goal. Whereas if you say, I want to lose 10 pounds, well, by when? It could be in 2 years you've lost 10 pounds, or it could be in 2 months. Give yourself a deadline to achieve these goals. And maybe sometimes the bigger goal has to be set further out, and make sure even those little bite-sized goals we talked about, they have deadlines. So in 1 week, I want to do 3 workouts. In, you know, week two, I want to be running 1K without, you know, keeling over and dying because I'm not into cardio. So give every goal a deadline. No matter how small that goal is, give it a deadline, because otherwise you're more likely to procrastinate and not try to do it because something else comes up. You want to break it down like we're talking. So making the smaller steps. Have that big goal to run 10K, but put it into manageable tasks or milestones and make this a little less overwhelming. These little goals should be less overwhelming, because you're going to stay motivated by achieving these smaller goals, working towards the big goal. That being said, let's be realistic as well. So keep things realistic. Set goals that are challenging yet attainable. For example, don't go and sign yourself up for a full marathon if you've never run a day in your life. That's not being realistic necessarily. So make sure that you're challenging yourself, but yet it's something attainable with hard work. So make sure you're considering your resources, your capabilities, and any constraints when you're setting your expectations, because unrealistic goals can lead to frustration and demotivate you. Write it down. Document your goal in writing. This is going to make it more tangible and increase your accountability to yourself. So you can use a journal or a planner or a digital tool to record your goal and track your progress. There's all sorts of apps out there to track your progress. And there's something satisfying about check marks. You know, there is an actual chemical as you check something off your list or you check off that step towards your goal. There is a chemical that's released that helps you stay motivated to keep going. So maybe a pen and paper and post it somewhere where you can see every day that, hey, look at that, I'm halfway to my goal. Or, hey, I'm ahead of schedule, because there's nothing wrong with being ahead of schedule. So that, talking of schedules, develop that plan. So create a detailed action plan outlining each step you need to take in order to reach your goal. And then break each step down into even smaller tasks. So by doing that, it's going to seem overwhelming because you're going to have this huge list of tasks to do, but at the same time, you're going to be able to check things off faster, and that's going to increase your motivation. By giving each action item a deadline and by prioritizing them based on importance and urgency, you are actually going to get through those steps faster. That being said, we can all have a well-laid plan, but you have to have a little bit of flexibility in there. Like we mentioned, you know, if you're trying to do an outdoor run and it rains for a week straight and you can't get outside, you have to remain flexible and open to change as it comes about. And don't beat yourself up if you have to, you know, change your plan because an obstacle has arisen that you can't quite stick to your plan exactly as you wrote it out. So be willing to adapt and modify your approach while keeping your ultimate objective in mind. So maybe you can't actually get outside to run, but perhaps you could do some stretching inside and still work towards your goal. And make sure you're monitoring your progress. By regularly reviewing your progress, it's going to keep you motivated. Celebrate your goals. So take some of the smaller achievements off your list, off your action plan, and write a reward. So maybe once you've started running 2K three times a week for 4 weeks, you're going to go out and buy yourself a new pair of shoes or whatever is motivation to you. You want to make sure you're celebrating those achievements. You want to reassess your strategies. Maybe you've given yourself too much. Maybe you haven't given yourself enough. Maybe you're racing through your steps and it's like, wow, this is too easy. Make sure you're still challenging yourself a little bit to keep motivated. So monitor your progress and make any necessary adjustments to help you stay on track. And finally, staying motivated. By reminding yourself of the reasons behind your goal, visualizing your success, and seeking support from others, and celebrating those small victories along the way are going to help you stay motivated and achieve those goals, big, small, and anywhere in between. Now, speaking of motivation, how can we stay motivated? Because sometimes a lack of motivation is the real reason why we don't achieve our goals. So staying motivated to reach your goal can be challenging, and there are several strategies you can use to maintain your enthusiasm and momentum. So the first one is clarify your why. Make sure that your reasons are something that you believe in, something you're passionate about, and something that you can commit to, because maybe some of the underlying motivations really aren't the reasons why you want to achieve this goal. So make sure that those underlying motivations are something that inspires you and ignites that passion. Remember to visualize your success. We've already talked about that, but by visualizing your success, you can boost your confidence and motivation to take action. Remember breaking it down step by step. Maybe sometimes you have to take it into smaller steps so that you stay motivated and check things off. We've talked about celebrating milestones. You want to stay positive. Maintaining a positive mindset and practicing self-compassion, recognizing setbacks and challenges are a natural part of the journey, and to use them as opportunities to learn and grow rather than reasons to give up. So make sure your mindset is in that positive frame to help you achieve those goals and feel really good about doing it too. We've talked about the inspiration. Maybe it's reading success stories, finding role models, finding your tribe, people who want to run 10K and are learning at the same stage as you, and you help uplift each other and you're inspired by them. Staying organized by focusing on deadlines, creating your to-do lists, and tracking your progress. Having that clear plan in place is going to help you stay on track and stay motivated. We've already talked about accountability and how that's going to help motivate you because, you know, you're accountable to your kids who want to see you run 10K and do a color run with you, perhaps. Rewarding yourself, we just talked about making sure that you give yourself something along the way. Don't make it just for the end of achievement. Although the end goal, when you reach that ultimate goal, reward yourself with something big. Celebrate it, but make sure you're rewarding yourself along the way as well to keep your motivation up. So by implementing those strategies, you can maintain your motivation and momentum as you work towards achieving your goals. And remember that staying motivated is a journey all in its own. And it's okay to seek support, and it's okay to make adjustments along the way. So what are three steps here for achieving our goals? Three tips. So first one is using the SMART goals. So you'll find here using SMART, and I'm sure if you've set goals before, you have heard the acronym SMART. You want to make sure that your goals are specific, they're measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, because this is going to ensure that your goals are well-defined and actionable. Specific goals clarify exactly what you want to achieve. Measurable goals allow you to track your progress. Achievable goals are realistic and within reach. Relevant goals align with your values and priorities, and time-bound goals have a clear deadline for completion. Another tip, we've talked about it a few times already, is creating that action plan, breaking the goals into smaller, manageable tasks, putting a step-by-step action plan together to achieve them. And sometimes just by identifying the steps you need to achieve those goals and looking at the plan, you'll be like, hey, you know what? This isn't as hard as I think it's going to be. This is going to be totally achievable because I can do all those steps. And finally, you want to stay consistent and persistent. Consistency and persistence are key to achieving your goals. You want to stay committed into taking daily actions. And even when faced with challenges or setbacks, you're still committed to reaching that end goal. Focus on making progress, no matter how small, and keep moving forward towards your goals. Remember, celebrate those achievements along the way and use setbacks as a learning opportunity to adjust your approach or improve your strategies. By staying consistent and persistent, you can overcome obstacles and ultimately achieve any goal. So that being said, I don't want to spend any more time talking about overall goals. I think that was a lot of information and a lot of useful things for you to start making some goals. And as I mentioned, next week, we are going to talk about how to set goals for your space and your organizing projects and how to communicate those with your organizer if you're using one or with others in your household who are helping you achieve those goals. So that's it for today. I hope that this has been helpful, and I hope that you are going to set yourself some fantastic goals to achieve this summer. That's it for today. I'm Erin Morrow signing off, and we'll catch you next week when we talk about goals and organizing. Have a fantastic week. And until next time, remember, you can be organized. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.